Still to come, Coach Flan going to join us, and Dumb Debates. Actually, Dumb Debates will be pushed back just a few minutes.
Because of Flan.
Yes.
Or does he want to join us to participate in Dumb Debates?
Oh, that could be fun.
Hey, Flan.
I don't think he wants to participate.
We should do that. I bet nobody ever asks Flan to participate in Dumb Debates.
I've never asked him to.
There's a reason why he's successful and we're not.
It would be memorable.
Friend of the Grum, Bruce Feldman, put out his coaching rankings earlier this week. Top 25 coaching rankings in college football, which nowadays is a list that is not as easy to figure out at the very, very top because we literally lost the best one ever.
It was wild opening
retirement.
It was wild opening up this story. And not that I don't know that Nick Saban is retired, but you scroll and it's like,
wait, what?
There are a lot of new names at the top of the list. There's no Saban, there's no Harbaugh, and
there's one name that is very high on this list that
Chip
might blow some people's minds, but
and he was high on the other list too that they both did. You're talking about the guy from that state that's near us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kirby Smart, number one.
Not a surprise.
Dabo, who used to be the default number two, is back to Bruce Feldman's number
yeah.
two.
Yeah. Stewart had him at eight. Wow. I am closer to that than I am to number two. It's been a few years now.
Lance Leipold.
Oh, baby.
Number three. Lance Leipold. And I get it. He's made Kansas football good again. But number three? The third best coach in college football right now?
Yeah, it's interesting because on one hand, he has had a ton of success. On the other, he has not won a conference at Kansas.
No.
He had a lot of success at Buffalo. You know, there is obviously a ceiling. There's obviously a ceiling there.
And yeah, Kansas going 9-4, that's a huge deal. But is that worthy of being the number three coach? But
and he also had a lot of success at in the D3 level too. So it's almost like how much do you weigh that into what he has done? Just like with DeBoer, right? Like in his write-up of Kalen DeBoer, who he has at fourth, he includes his overall record. And I'm just going to read what he wrote. Since the start of 2022, the Huskies are 25-3 and staggering 10-1 against top 25 teams. DeBoer is 12-2 all time against ranked opponents. At Fresno State, he went 12-6. He was 67-3 at Sioux Falls and won three NAIA national titles. Overall, he's 104-12. So he includes the lower level stuff.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to do that with him, you got to do that with Leipold. You got to do that with everybody.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that works. Let's see.
Oh, you want to skip over your boy there at number five?
No, I switched windows. Ryan Day at five.
A little high for my taste.
I'm going to listen to racist country music.
Yep, I would have had Brian Kelly, who he has at number six, certainly high above. What the hell's going on in this game? This is garbage.
Well, Omaha North.
Let's go. The comeback begins.
You want the team on the left.
Going the way of,
I hate you, Nick.
Going the way of Josh Peterson trailing again. Brian Kelly at six.
Gumbo.
James Franklin at seven.
Oh.
Franklin,
Nick.
Kyle Whittingham at eight. Lincoln Riley at nine. Mike Norvell at 10. And you're wondering, well, didn't you tease this segment by talking about Matt Rhule? Oh, yes, I did. Real quick, the next 10.
You disrespecting Matt
Rhule? Steve Sarkisian, 11. Chris Klieman, 12. Jeff Brohm, 13. Mark Stoops, 14. Kirk Ferentz, 15. Dave Clawson, 16.
Oh.
Josh Heupel, 17. And coming in at number 18, down three spots from where he had him last year. He meaning Bruce Feldman, Matt Rhule.
He writes, it was a shaky first season in Lincoln, but in fairness to Rhule, it's been really shaky there for a long while. Wow, boom roasted. 49-year-old Rhule knows how to get things turned around. His 5-7 debut wasn't disastrous. And he's had some big recruiting wins already, especially landing quarterback Dylan Raiola. Rhule's overall college record, 52-50, isn't jaw-dropping, but stretches of his season-by-season record are. At Temple, he went 2-10 year one and won 10 games 2 years later. He went 1-11 in year one at Baylor 2 years later, 11-3.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, obviously the implication here is that he is going to do it again, or he certainly has the capability of doing it again. Chris in Montana texts in, feeling positive about Matt Rhule, but don't you have to have a winning record and beat some ranked teams before you're a top 20 coach, potential top 20 coach, but not yet. He is above 500, and he has beaten some ranked teams, just not a whole lot.
Yeah, and it hasn't been many.
No, it's like, what, one or two?
Yeah, I used to have the numbers.
But it's none of them at Baylor and none at Nebraska.
What this list reminds me of is how thin college football is in terms of real legendary coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, Osborne, Paterno, Switzer,
Bowden.
John,
think about the 90s. Spurrier was in there.
Spurrier.
You know, having success at the same time. Not to mention, 5-6 years ago, 10 to 15 years ago, that stretch where there was like the old and the young. There was, Pete Carroll. There was Nick Saban.
There was
back
Urban
in
Meyer.
Urban Meyer. Yeah, and so you've lost a lot of those guys. And, I mean, we are, again, coming off of a stretch where, okay, let's pretend that Saban and Harbaugh don't retire and leave the sport of college football.
Mm-hmm.
They are, one, two, three. I mean, it's those two and Kirby at the top. And
yes.
Suddenly everything seems a little bit deeper because it's like, oh my gosh, you have all these national championship winning coaches at the top of the list. What's the number of national championship winning head coaches that are still in college football right now? It's not a very long list. Jimbo Fisher's out of the sport, you know? And Jimbo Fisher was one of those guys on that list.
It's Kirby Smart, Dabo Swinney, and Mack Brown.
Yeah. Think about that. Mack Brown's happened a long time ago.
Yes, it did.
Almost
20 years ago since Mack Brown won a national title.
His national title is much closer to Nebraska's last than it is to today.
Yeah, it is.
Much closer.
Yes.
Hell, the last time he appeared in a national championship game is closer to Nebraska's last natty than it is to this moment in time.
I mean, if there was ever a moment, and of course, now we're probably, or at least we're getting closer to transitioning to a moment where college football is getting more concentrated than it is more diverse. But if there was ever a moment where you could really see some other people rise up in the coaching ranks, now would be the time.
100%. I mean, and I think that this list is pretty indicative that that's already happened. I mean, look, I think having Leipold at number three, I think is a bit of an overreaction, but it's just a stretch. I wouldn't put him there yet. I need to see him take that next step. But Kalen DeBoer at four, I think, is very well earned. This guy has been successful at every single level of the sport. You know what's interesting, John, about like the rest of the top 10 is that there are genuine questions about most of them. Hell, go back to number two. Dabo has a lot of questions about him right now. We already mentioned Leipold. Ryan Day, like all bits aside, the guy needs to take that next step there.
Yes.
Brian Kelly, a lot of stuff with him.
James Franklin.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I mean, lots of success, doesn't ever beat anybody good.
Whittingham's the one guy where he's entrenched there and they're happy with him there.
Biggest issue with him is just his age, is that he's a little bit older. Lincoln Riley, how many questions abound about him? Mike Norvell's done a really good job at Florida State. And so like that's the thing with the rest of this list is for the longest time you had this rock-solid group, whether it was... I mean, think about that, man. When you had Urban and Saban and all of these guys in the sport at the same time, didn't really have a whole lot of questions about them.
No.
Whereas now, even the top five coaches, it's like, yeah, but what has this guy done? What has that guy done?
It is a fascinating time to be in college coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, and speaking of Mike Norvell, whose name came up in this story... Good insight from ESPN.com on how Alabama transitioned in very short order from Nick Saban to Kalen DeBoer and things that Saban said about why he chose now to retire that I'm sure will raise some eyebrows and have already. Coming up next on 1620 The Zone.